When Texas Democrats vote in the March 12th primary, they'll make history. Never before have two Latino candidates run against each other for governor, Janet Heimlich reports.
In San Antonio, Tony Sanchez, the front runner in the primary for governor, greets a group of people called Tejano Democrats.
Muchas gracias, muchas gracias. Me da mucho gusto saludarles a todos.
During the speech, the successful banker and oil man insists he's the most qualified candidate to assume the state's highest office.
The distinction is this. I am a businessman. I have spent all of my life like you out there hustling, trying to make a living, meeting payrolls, drawing a salary, drawing a check. I am not, like them, a professional politician.
And just outside,
hey there, how you doing?
Sanchez's main opponent in the primary, Dan Morales, greets an old friend. Then the former state legislator and Texas attorney general tells reporters why Sanchez is the wrong choice for governor.
My opponent has never served a day in his life as a public official or an elected official, and I think this is exactly the wrong time in our state's political history to put a rookie in the governor's job.
Until the late 1960s, the South was solidly Democrat. But as the federal government passed anti-segregation laws, many conservative Democrats drifted to the Republican Party. The GOP began to win more and more elections, pushing a platform of fiscal conservatism and military preparedness. Texas Republicans reached their apex in 1998 when they swept every statewide office. Many attribute the landslide that year to the GOP's success at attracting Latino voters. Bill Miller is a political consultant in Austin. He says this year, Democrats realized that to win back a statewide office, they'd have to attract Latino voters. And the way to do that would be to have at least one Hispanic at the top of the ticket.
That the Democrats can combine winning races once again and coinciding with the emergence of the Hispanic political force, you can bet they're back in business and the Republicans better watch out.
Many Latinos say they're excited about the contest for governor. Pete Munoz is a delegate with Tejano Democrats.
Well, you know, a lot of times people have thought that Latino people didn't vote. And I think that this year they're going to be proven wrong. They're going to see the highest voting records in Latinos and know that we're out there and that we do care about politics and we do care about our future.
But with two Hispanic candidates in the race, the Latino community is sharply divided. Sanchez supporter Gloria Lozano bristles at how Morales has been relentlessly assaulting her candidate's character.
Yeah, we don't like that. Once you attack, you're gone.
While Morales supporter Raymond Flores accuses the multimillionaire Sanchez of trying to buy the election, Flores says he's impressed with Morales' credentials.
He hasn't been pushing for his positions. He's earned them. And Mr. Sanchez is paying for his.
Some Hispanic leaders have criticized the candidates for publicly attacking each other. Antonio Gonzalez is president of the Southwest Voter Registration Education Project in San Antonio. Gonzalez says two other states, Arizona and New Mexico, are also looking at electing Hispanic governors this year. But the spotlight is on Texas, with its primary fast approaching.
Symbolically, it's very important for Latinos. That's sort of why I've been tough on the candidates, because I think they have to be the best and the brightest and not simply copy the bad old ways of American politics.
Still, once the primary is over, Gonzalez is confident that the Latino community will rally behind the winner. Tonight, many Hispanics will undoubtedly be watching a televised debate between Morales and Sanchez. It's the nation's first Spanish-language debate involving two candidates for governor. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.